So in keeping with this kind of theme of education and the costs of learning, let's talk about local schools. On August 10th, President Obama signed the bill that provided $26 billion in federal aid. $10 billion of that was intended to go directly to keeping teachers on the job. All these teachers that got pink slips at the end of the school year last year were supposed to go back to work in the fall. But it seems some of the nation's largest school districts are not using that money or don't intend to use the money to hire back teachers. Louise Story, please explain. Louise Story is the finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times.
Good morning. You know, the situation, Celeste, at the schools is just so bad that $10 billion looks like it's not enough. One of my colleagues called around to all these different school districts, Los Angeles, New York, New Jersey, and got a very flat no when she asked if they'd be rehiring a lot of these people that they let go. For instance, in Los Angeles, they pointed out that, you know, last year they let go, you know, about 2,600 people, and they said, you know, this year it looks like we might have to let go 4,500 more. So, you know, there's no way we can go hire back those people because our hole for the upcoming year is so bad.
Well, what are the teachers' unions and the teachers themselves responding to this?
So, you know, there are some people who feel like, and including some of the teachers' unions, who feel like, well, if you don't let go as many people this next year, great. But, you know, there's others, including a lot of teachers out there who lost their jobs and some parents who would like smaller classes who feel like, you know, this is not the spirit of the money that was put through. The money was to help bring people back.
Yes, calling it bait and switch.
Right. You know, the other issue, which, you know, seems like it would just be a quirk, but it, you know, is having an effect in some states, is that school has already started in a handful of states. And so those states are
saying Arizona, California, Illinois.
That's right. That's right. They're saying, well, we can't, you know, bring people back and reshuffle. And the other concern, which we heard from New Jersey and some schools in Florida, is that, look, this is a one-time allocation. We have no idea if President Obama is going to come through for us with more money a year from now. And so, you know, there's a hesitancy to go rehire people that you may be letting go again next year.
Although I'm sure some people would rather have the job even if it was just for a year. Louise Story is finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.